Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin. We begin two lines from the top, Yud Zayin and Aleph, with the brand new Mishnah. Now, Tosus points out already over here in Dibra Masko, Bei Shammai Omrim, Nevi'im Shlomim, so he tells us, Bebeitza, in Perik Beis, and Daf Yud Tes, Misnaya. That's where this Mishnah really, its formal place is found. V'hosam Iker, and that's the real critical place over there in Beitza for this Mishnah and the discussion to be found. And here, V'hocha, in Amasechta Chagiga, Agag Grora, it's just brought in by the way, the Ma'ariv B'Chagiga, because our Nesechta and our previous missions have discussed the Chagiga, but really the Gemara in Beitza is the major place for this to be discussed. The Chayim Mashma Shemari Chosim, and that's why the detailed discussion there is much greater than the relatively short discussion that we're going to have over here. So therefore, that is point Tosus pointing out that we're going to have a minimal discussion here, whereas a much bigger discussion over there, Beitza. And furthermore, he adds, V'yesh lo chiyach minah, you can see from here, the Beitza, misnaya mikamei michotir, that in the order of the Mishnayis and the Masechtas, that Masechta Beitza is found before Chagiga, of course, as we have it in the Daf Yomi cycle, for example, and that's the way it's listed in the order of Seder Moed. Chagiga is at the end, and Beitza is much more earlier in the series of Masechtas. Okay, with that little introduction, we can begin the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Beishamay tells us that you're allowed to go bring a carbon shlomim on Yontif. Now here Rashi says, Yontif shehein achilas hedjot, that you're allowed to bring this because it's talking about achilas hedjot. A shlomim can be eaten by a regular person as opposed to an ola, which is totally Lashem. And he says, Mevi'in shlomim ve'in somchen aleihem, but we don't do smicha on them. Even though a carbon shlomim requires smicha, you have to lean on it with your full weight. He says, Rashi explains, Kidarminan, as we've already said, that we don't do smich on it in Yestashir, El Somech Alem Erev Yontif. Rashi says that you do the smich on the Korbanos on Erev Yontif, and then you shecht it, v'shocht it miyontif. Why? The Lobinan takef l'smicha shchita, because Beishamah's opinion is that the smicha does not have to be immediately before the shchita. There could be a time period in between. So you could do the shchita on Yontif, even though you did the smicha on Erev Yontif. That's the opinion of Beishamah. So therefore, this applies to shlomim, which can be eaten. Avalo olos, but you can't bring olos on Yontif because they can't be eaten. That's Lashem, and therefore it's not included in the heter, so to say, of ochel nefesh. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel omrim, maybe in shlomim the olos v'somchen aleihem. Beis Hillel says, no, you're allowed to bring the shlomim, and you're allowed to bring the olos, and you can do smich on them, because Beis Hillel's opinion is that you do require tekef l'smich l'shchita, and therefore you're allowed to go bring the shlomim, the olos, on Yontif itself. And when we learned the Gemara in Beitza, we went through the shita of Beis Hillel over there, where there were different ways that you could dash in the pasuk. Ach she yochel l'chol nefesh ulevado yisel lochem. So there was one opinion that it meant lochem v'lo l'gavoa, that you're not allowed to go and do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be something that you have to do for yourself, for Ochel Nefesh. But there are others that darshaned it, like Beis Hillel, that it meant lochem v'lo li'akam, lochem v'lo l'klovim. So you're not allowed to go and do certain things for an akam or for your animals, but you would be allowed to do it for yourself. So again, that sugya over there in Beitza is the place where this is really found, as Tosus pointed out, so we won't go into it in more detail right now, but basically Beis Hillel says that the shlomim and the olos are allowed to be brought, and you can do the smicha on them on Yontif. Furthermore, the Mishnah continues and says, Atzeres, now Atzeres is the way we refer to it as Shavuos always, so if Atzeres, which is a one-day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, Shechol Yos B'Erev Shabbos, when Atzeres comes out, when Shavuos comes out on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, so then Beishamah tells us an interesting phenomenon, Beishamah Yomrim, Yom Tevoach Achare Shabbos, since Beishamah's opinion is that you're not allowed to do it on Yontif, as Rashi brings down the Dibra Masko Yom Tovoach, so he says this is talking about the Korbanos Re'iyah v'Chagiga Shel Yontif. You have to do them after Yontif and after Shabbos, since Yontif here Friday is Shavuos, so you can't bring it on Shavuos, you can't bring it on Shabbos, and therefore the Yom Tovoach, the day for shechting these Korbanos, is on Sunday. As Rashi says, She'en Kreivim Lo B'Yontif Lo B'Shabbos. The opinion over here that Rashi brings down is based upon a Yerushalmi, as we'll see in Tosus in a second, that says that Beishamah's opinion is that you can't bring them on Yontif, and therefore the first time that you can bring them would be on Sunday, because you can't bring them on Shabbos either. And therefore, this is Yom Tovoach. Let's read a little bit more in the Mishnah, then we'll go to that Tosos. The Mishnah continues and tells us, on the other hand, Beis Hillel says, not like Beishamah, Beishamah Omrim, Yom Tovoach Achara Shabbos, Beis Hillel says, now the different Gersos over here, we'll just read it with the Gersos that we have, and that is, Beis Hillel Omrim, Ein Yom Tovoach Achara Shabbos. Others change the Gersos around over here a little bit, and they say that Ein Lo Yom Tovoach, it doesn't have a Yom Tovoach at all, because you shecht it on the day of Yontif. Now, Tosos and Dibra Maskel, Yom Tovoach Achare Shabbos, brings down that Rashi says this is talking about the Korbanis Riyah and the Chagiga, like we just read for Rashi. Shein Kreiv lo b'yontif lo b'shabbos, that according to Beis Shammai, it can't be brought on Shabbos or on Yontif on Friday, and therefore you have to bring it on Sunday. However, Tosfos says lo yitochin lomar, the Chagiga. It doesn't make sense to say that we're talking about the Korban Chagiga, like Rashi seems to imply, and he says, because Beis Shammai had brought the very first part of the Mishnah said that you're allowed to go bring Shlomim. So why can't you bring the Chagiga? If you can bring your personal Shlomim, why can't you bring the Korban Chagiga? Nevertheless, Tosa says that Rashi is explaining over here like the Yushami. You mean Yushami might say, Armalim Beis Hill, that Beis Shammai said to Beis Hill, Nedarbin and Dabas Yochichu, Shemutarim Lehejot, Basrum Legavoa. No, because these things are allowed to be brought because they're yours, and you're not allowed to go bring things for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Beis Hill responded to that, Armalim Beis Hill, Maladarbin and Dabas Shein Kavulam Zman. They're not having a set time. Tomru Bechagiga, Shesmana Kavua. How can you not bring the Chagiga, which is a set time? Armalim Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai responded, No Chagiga, Nami, Ain't Zmana Kavua. No, the Chagiga also doesn't have a set time. That if you didn't bring on the first day, as we'll learn more in today's shiur, and remind ourselves of the din of Tashlumin. So what does Basilo respond to that? Amalim Basilo, Kivan Shiblo Chog Beregel, and Yichol Lochog Acharegel, since you can't go and do it on the regel, and you have to do it during the Tashlumin period of time, so that's also Zmano Kavua, during the Tashlumin period of time. Mashma Daf Bechagiga Pligit Varishas. And therefore, Toso says that Rashi is going like the Sheet of the Yushami. Now, in the Gemara in Beit says, I pointed out, there's a whole different way of understanding this, that it's not talking about the Korban Chagig, it's talking about other Korban Shlomim, but we'll just learn it the way we have it over here. In any event, the Machlokis, the Mishnah tells us over here, is that Beis Shammai says that there is a Yom Tavoach, when Shavuos comes out on a Friday, you don't shecht it on Friday, you don't shecht it on Shabbos, and therefore the main day of Tavoach, the main day of Shechita, is on Sunday. And Beis Hill disagrees, it says, no, you go and shecht it on Yontif. However, the Mishnah continues, Modim, Basil's Modim to Beis Shammai, Shem Chol Olios B'Shabbos, and if Shavuot comes out on Shabbos, then they agree, Shom Tavoach Achor Shabbos, that you can't shecht on Shabbos, and therefore the main day of shechting is on Sunday. And in addition, the Mishnah tells us, En Kohen Gadol Mislabish B'Kela, the Kohen Gadol doesn't go and wear his garment. Now, what is this talking about? So Rashi tells us, obviously, it's not talking about the actual bringing of the Korbanos. Of course, Kohen Gadol, he can't be Mechusar Begadim. He can't be not wearing the Shemona Begadim that the Kohen Gadol normally has to wear, and therefore it's talking about not his fancy garments that he wears in the Beis HaMikdash, not the Shemona Begadim of the Beis HaMikdash, but it's talking about the fancy garments that he would wear in honor of Yontif, that the Kohen Gadol, as Rashi says, doesn't wear Mislabish Bekelim Noin Bebeisa or Beshuk. He doesn't wear his Yontif clothing on this Yom Tavua because it's not Yontif. The Lobishas of Oda, but it's not talking about the wearing of the Begadim during the Shas of Oda because, of course, he has to, otherwise, he's Mechus Begadim. And it would be a terrible Adeira if he were to do the Avoda without wearing the Big Day Kahuna, and the carbon wouldn't be good. So why does he not wear his Yontif Begadim on this Yom Tavuach after Shabbos, the day after Shavuos? Shavino Akol, Sheino Hayom Yontif. And he wanted to demonstrate to everybody that I'm not wearing my Yontif clothing because today's not Yontif. And this is because the Tzdukim would always want to have Shavuos come out after Shabbos on Sunday because of their warped understanding that Shavuos always has to be on a Sunday. Because the Pasuk says, Mimocharas HaShabbos, doesn't mean that. And the Chacham darshan the Pesukim properly, but the Tzdukim, the Baisusim, they all darshan these Pesukim incorrectly, and therefore they always try to fix the count. That's why we had the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Remember, the Tzdukim, the Baisusim, tried to mess up the whole torch system of declaring when Yontif was in the hopes that they could make Shavuos come out on a Sunday. So here, we want to demonstrate and show that Sunday is not Shavuos, so Badavka the Kohen Gadol didn't wear fancy Shabbos clothing in his house or in the street so people would know it's not Yontif. Tosfos has a totally different way of looking at it. Tosfos says, no, we're talking here about the Shmona Begadim, the special Big Day Kuna. Aye, how can he do the Korbanos? So Tosfos points out that the minhag was, of course, that the Kohen Gadol could do any Avoda any time that he wanted to. However, it was common that he only did it on Shabbos and Yontif. Well, technically, he could do it on a Tuesday, he could do it on any other day of the week. The normal practice was that the Kohen Gadol would only do the Korbanos on Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore, he would Badafka not get into his Big Day Kahuna, the Shmona Begadim, so people wouldn't think, oh, he's going to do the Avoda, it must be a Shabbos or a Yontif. So Tosa says it really over me, it means the Kohen Gadol. That's why they didn't have Badafka the Kohen Gadol. Otherwise, according to Rashi, this would apply to everybody. Why did it say the Kohen Gadol? So therefore, Tosa understands this, that it's talking about Badafka, the Shmona Begadim, the Kohen Gadol, where he wouldn't put them on this day, so he wouldn't be tempted or he wouldn't go and do the Avoda. People say, oh, it must be a Yontif, and he's doing the Avoda. Okay, in any event, this is Lahotzi V'Liba Shot Tzedukim. This is to take it away from the opinion of the Tzedukim that say that Sunday was Shavuos. And here it's not Shavuos, so they want to demonstrate that it's not Shavuos by this action, either like Rashi or like Tosos. In Kohen Gadol, Mislabish B'Kelub. Then finally, the Mishnah concludes with the Mutar Hesped and Tainis. On the Yontif, you're not allowed to have Hesped and Tainis, you're not allowed to make eulogies, and you're not allowed to fast. So over here, B'Davka, you all have to go make eulogies and to fast. And again, the reasoning is they always thought that this has to be over here. Atzeres has to be, Shavuos has to be on Sunday. So this would be in another way to demonstrate in your face that you're incorrect. Now we have Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya. We have the opinion of Rabbi Elazar saying in the name of Rabbi Hoshaya, how do we know this concept of Teshlumim? Minayin l'atzeres sheyesh lo teshlumim kol shiva. We know, we mentioned this many times, and the remnant of this is not saying Tachdun from the seventh day of Sivan until the 12th day of Sivan inclusive, because this is the Tashlumin period of time for Vav Sivan, which was Shavuos. So, Minayin, how do we know that Atzeres, which is a one-day Yontif, Sheyesh Lo Tashlumin Kol Shiva, that you can bring it the other 6 days afterwards, a total of 7 days, that you can bring the Korbanos of Shavuos? If you didn't bring them on the first day of Shavuos, you're allowed to bring them on the other days afterwards, in the six-day period afterwards. So this is based upon the Pasuk, Shenemar. Shalosh pamim bashano yireh kol zechurcho espnei Hashem lokecha b'makom asher yivchar v'chag ha-matzos v'chag shavuos v'chag kuzikos lo yireh espnei espnei Hashem reikom. So it's possible to read on the Shalosh Rugam. This is from Kol HaBechor, the end of Re'e, and it lumps them all together. It says chag ha-matzos, chag ha-shavuos, v'chag kuzikos. So what's the purpose of having the hekish of all three of these Yom Tovim listed over there? We know what the Yom Tovim are. You already said that Shalosh Pamim Bashana. So I know we're talking about Shalosh Rugam. What's the point of mentioning all the three Yom Tovim over here? So Gemara says there's a hekish, mekish, chag ha-shavuos, and chag ha-matzos. To teach us there's a comparison between Shavuos and Pesach. Why is that? Ma chag ha-matzos yesh lo tashlum kol shiva. Just like on Pesach, if you couldn't bring your korban chagiga on the first day, so you had all 7 days to go and bring it. Same thing for the Olas Riyah. So you can bring it on the rest of Pesach. So to over here, to teach us, ah chag ha-shavuos yesh lo tashlum kol shiva. There's a 7 day period here too, the day of Shavuos, and then the 6 days afterwards. Just like if you couldn't bring it on the first day of Pesach, you bring it on the other 6 days of Pesach, and everything's all the 7 day Yom Tov of Pesach. So to by Shavuos, if you couldn't bring it the first day, you could bring it the next 6 days afterwards. More ask the obvious question: you make Shavuos to Pesach, why aren't you making Shavuos to Sukkot, and say it's 8 days total? They ma makeish l'chagah Sukkos, machagah Sukkos yesh lo tashlum kol shmona. So to achagah Shavuos yesh lo tashlum kol shmona. So if you're comparing over here Atzeres to Pesach, why not compare Atzeres Shavuos to Sukkos? And just like Sukkos has 8 days a total of bringing the carbon, the first day, and if you can't bring the first day, you can bring it through other 7 days of including Shmini Atzeres, the rest of Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres for a total of 8 days. So Shavuos should also have a Teshlumim for 8 days, not 7 days. You'd be able to bring it Yud Gimel of Sivan as well. Why do we stop on Yud Beis? Shmuel says, that's the reason is because Shmini Atzeres, the last day of Sukkos, Shmini Rego Bifnei Atzmu. That's a separate Yontif, and therefore it's not included in the Teshlumim for the first day of Sukkos. Albeit, we'll see in a moment, it reminds us that we learned previously that that's not true. But we'll get to that in a second. Gemara says, no, but you can't tell me that Shmini Atzeres is Rego Bifnei Atzmo in regards to the Din of Tashlumim. You're right. Amor, where do we say Damri Shmini Rego Bifnei Atzmo? Where do we say that Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate Yontif by itself? That's in the famous Drosha of Hani Mili L'Inyan Pazer Koshev, the famous mnemonic Pazer Koshev. For these six things, which we'll explain in a moment, Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate Rego. However, Abolin Tashlumim, in regards to the Tashlumim period of time, Tashlumim the Rishonu, Shmini Atzeres is a valid Tashlumim for the first days. It's not, because we learned in the Mishnah, and this was on Daf Tes, Mishlo Chog, Biyom Tov, Rishon Shochag, Chogeg, Eskolo Regel, Viyom Tov, Achron. We said beferish over there that if for whatever reason you couldn't bring on Chag is always the way we term Sukkos, if you weren't able to bring your Korbanos that you're obligated to bring on the first day of Sukkos, you have the rest of Sukkos as well as Shmini Atzeres. Chogeg is called a regal, the rest of Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, Yom Tov Achron. So how can you tell me over here, Pazer Koshev is saying that Shmini Atzeres is a regal from the Atzmo, and that's why we don't compare Shavuos to Sukkos, because it's only Sukkos is 7 days also, not 8 days. The din is that Sukkos is 8 days. So why don't we, again, go back to our original question, why are we comparing Shavuos to Pesach? Compare it to Sukkos, and it should be 8 days and not 7 days. Now, just to remind ourselves, what are the Pesach Koshev? So Rashi has it over here, Tosus has it over here, and we have many different interpretations elsewhere. And so what the Pesach Koshev are, we'll simply run it like Rashi right now. The Pesach Koshev are a mnemonic for six dinim. What are the six dinim? So the pay stands for pious, that there was a separate lottery in terms of which Kohen's shift, all the Kohanim work. So who got to do, which one of the Mishmaros got to do the Korbanos that were brought on Shmiat Teres? They all were there, so they did a lottery. Now, they had done a lottery for Sukkos, and each day the different Mishmaros, of the 24 Mishmaros, did a certain number of the Korbanos. On Sukkos, you have the Korbanos of 70 Purim in total, but they didn't bring them all every day. You first brought 13, then you brought 12, then you brought 11, then you brought 10, then you brought 9, then you brought 8, then you brought 7. So you had a decreasing number of Purim each day, so therefore each Mishmar had less to do, less Korbanos. So if you would continue this pattern, so then the Mishmar that had last done was set to work the next Korban on the seventh day of Sukkot should have started doing the Korban on the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres. But no, there's a separate pious. They did a separate lottery, so even though they were up next, so that was lost. And therefore, there was a separate pious to see who would do the Korbanos on Shmini Atzeres. Likewise, the Zayin is Zman. That's what we refer to as Shechianu. You make a separate Shechianu on the last day of Yontif. It's own Yontif in regards to making its own Shechianu. The Reish of Pozer, that's for its rego b'fnei atzmo. Well, what does that mean? Is that you stay in the Shmona Esrei, that it's Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, or some other similar nusach, and you don't say Yom Chag HaSukos Hazeh. The next part of the mnemonic is Koshev, the Kuf is for Korban, that Shmini Atzeres has its own Korbanos. You don't continue just knocking down one more pour. You don't say there's six parim brought. There's, in fact, only one parim brought. And on Sukkos, on every day, we brought two aisles, and we brought 14 kvasim. So here on the last day of Sukkos, we don't continue that pattern, but there's only one aisle that's brought, and there are shiva kvasim. So it has its own Korbanos. That's the Kuf. The Shin is Shir. Rashi elsewhere tells us he's not sure what this Shir is, and Tosus brings down that Slam Natseach al Shminis. Others say it's talking about adding on extra praises in the Pesukah de Zimra. We do it like Yontif as opposed to doing it like on a weekday. And finally, the Vase at the end, that's a bracha. This is a bracha for the king. Rashi elsewhere tells us that they would go and say a special praise to the Melech, just like to be a Zecha to the Chanukah Sabayis, that they sang a special praise to Shlomo HaMelech. So too, they would always sing on Shmini Atzeres, they would say a special bracha for the king. So that's the Pozer Koshev. Bottom line, we're back to our original question. How come we're comparing Shavuos to Pesach? You should compare Shavuos to Sukkot. It should be 8 days, not 7 days. So the Gemara says, no. You have a choice to compare it to one of the two. If you compare it to Sukkot, it will be 8 days, Tofasta Meruvah Lo Tofasta. That's too much, because you can say, why not compare it to 7 days? As opposed to, if you say, well, we'll compare it to 7 days, why not compare it to 8 days? Well, at least you agree with the 7 days. So if you compare it to Sukkot, it's too much, Tofasta Meruvah Lo Tofasta. Oh, Tofasta Mu'ah, but if you compare it to Pesach, Tofasta, because Pesach, 7 days, is included in the 7 days of Sukkot. Oh, you won't have the 8 days, so you won't have the 8 day, but at least you have the 7 days. So therefore, Tofasta Mu'ah Lo Tofasta. That's the reasoning over here. Now the Gemara says, Elamai Hilchasah, Kasa Rechmon Alachagas, goes, okay, so great. So you should have just had in the Hekish, compare Atzeres, Shavuos, to Pesach. Why did you have to throw in Sukkot as well? If we're not using that, so why did you throw it in? So the Gemara says, no, that's to teach us, Lakushe Lechaga Matzos. We needed that to compare Sukkot to Pesach. Why is that? Machaga Matzos, Ton Lina, that you have to stay overnight on Pesach. Rashi explains this means, Matzah Yontif, after the first days of Yontif, you can't go home that night. You have to stay over the next day at Chol HaMoed. Tosos brings down another opinion that it's talking about the end of Yontif. Tosos brings down Rabbi Azriel, brings down the Tosefta, that it's talking about after Yontif is over, that you have to stay over one extra night. And you have to leave only after Yontif, the day after Yontif. In any event, this is the din over here that we're learning. For Pesach, you have to stay over either after the first days or after the last days of Pesach, you have to stay over next day. So we learn this Hekish to teach us this din of Pesach to Sukkot as well. No, and where do we know for Pesach? We turn to Yitzayin with base. So there we learn it out, because the Pasuk tells us. Now the full Pasuk is, also again from the end of Re'e, from Kol HaBachar, it tells us Ufanisa Vaboker, and then V'halachto Le'olecha, only after you ate the Korban Pesach. It says V'bishalto V'yachalto, so then after you go and have the Korban Pesach, so then you get to go back the next day. You have to stay over one more night to go back the next day. Rashi explains over here the reason why this means that you have to stay over one more day, why you can't go home that day, is because of Trum. You'd be going outside the Trum, and therefore, that is the reason why it's talking about the first day over here, and you can't go back on the first day. You have to wait till Chol HaMoed. when there's no Tchum. Tosu says, this seems to be going like the opinion then of Rabbi Akiva, that Tchum is Daraisa, but we don't paskin like that. So Tosu says, no, maybe it could be talking about, even according to this opinion, it says normally Tchum is not Daraisa, that's only the regular Tchum of 2,000 Amos, but there's a Yud Beis Milin that could be Daraisa. In any event, the din is learned out from Pesach to Sukkos, and that's why you have all of them in the same pasuk. Now the Gemara continues and questions this din of Rabbi Elazar Amar Rav Shaya. And the Gemara says, our own Mishnah, we learned in our Mishnah, it says that Atzeres Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos, when Atzeres comes out, and Shavuos comes out on Friday, so Beishama Yomim Yom Tavach Achash Shabbos, that the Yom Tavach is on Sunday after Shabbos. And we said, Ubeisel Omim Ein Lo Yom Tavach, Klal, there is no such thing as Yom Tavach, because you go Shecht it on Friday. Now, when it says you Shecht it on Friday, there's no Yom Tavach, my La Ein Lo Yom Tavach Klal, doesn't mean that there is no Yom Tavach at all, and therefore, there is no Tashlum in period of time. Shmuel says, Lo, that's not what it means. She'en Atzrich Yom Tavach, you don't need Yom Tavach, because you can Shecht it on Friday. But you would then, if you can't Shecht it on Friday, Rav Rashi is correct in that you can go and Shecht it on Sunday or Monday, etc., the rest of the Tashlumen. More questions is, he says, wait a second, Michael Marshall, what's the Chiddush over here that you're telling us that the Makrim Yomei, that Basil's opinion is that you're allowed to go and Shecht it on Friday? That's the whole reason why we say over here that there's no Yom Tavach, because you Shecht on Friday. You taught me that in the beginning of the Mishnah. Why would you repeat it again a minute later in the second part of the Mishnah? You're telling me the Makarim Yomei, Hoyevli, we go Ba, Chodor Zimra, the very beginning of the Mishnah. It's not, it said, Bisham Yomrim, Mevi and Shlom, Vein Somachan Alehem, Avalo Olos, that Bisham says you're allowed to bring the Shlom because you're allowed to eat them, but albeit you don't do the Smicha, take it for Smicha Shkita is not their opinion, but you can't bring the Olos. And Basil said, Mevi and Shlom, Vi Olos, the Somachan Alehem, you're allowed to. So already the first part of the Mishnah taught us that you're allowed to go bring the korbanos on Friday Shavuos. So why do we need the second part of the Mishnah to tell me that also you can bring it on Friday Shavuos? Ein lo yom tavach. So one says, no, you need both. Sricha. You need both the first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah. Why is that? The Ashmi and the Baha, because if the Tana only taught us the first case of the Mishnah, that if Yontif comes out on any day other than a Friday or a Shabbos, so then Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to go bring the korbanos, and Beis Hillel says you're allowed to. I would have said, only in that situation, Beha, only in that scenario where it comes out on any day but a Friday or a Shabbos, Karmi Beis Shammai, they said, because you can bring it the next day. However, Abba Nagirsa we have is Hocha, but it really, since it's all the same Mishnah, it doesn't make sense to say Hocha and Hossam, so it says Abba Baha, but in this scenario, I might have said that when it comes out on a Friday, where you don't have an option of Lamacha because Lamacha is Shabbos, so then maybe Beis Shammai would be more to Beis Hillel that you can in fact bring it on a Friday. Oh, that's why you need that part of the Mishnah. And if you only have that part of the Mishnah, if you only told me that the Machlokis is on a Friday, in that situation, Beis Shammai says you still push it off till Sunday, even though there's no Machar to do it. Baha, I would have said only there, Kami Beis Hillel, since you can't do it the next day, Bishum de lo efshel Lamachar, so then and only in that situation, but only when it's on Friday, does Beis Hillel say that you can go Shecht it on Friday. But otherwise, if it was on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, so then maybe Beis Hillel would be motivated to Beis Shammai. Abu Baha, in all these other scenarios, Ema Mordel of Beis Shammai, and therefore Tzricha, you need both of the cases to teach us the strength of both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that even if it's on a Friday, Beis Shammai says still you push it off to Sunday, and even if it's on a Tuesday, Beis Hillel says still you do it on a Tuesday, even though you could do it the next day on a Wednesday. So therefore, you need both of them. Gemara still is trying to go and argue that Amar Veloza, Amar Voshaya, that we have the 7 days of Tashlumim, the Yontif itself of Shavuos and the 6 extra days of Tashlumim, is incorrect. Toshma, the Brisa says as follows, Mishlo Chog Shivas Yemei Pesach, if somebody wasn't able to bring their Chagiga during Pesach, not on the first day, nor on the 6 other days of Pesach, and likewise, on Sukkot, so Shmini Yemei HaChag, if he wasn't able to bring on the first day of Sukkot, nor the other 6 days of Sukkot, nor and even on Shmini Atzeres, then he's not having any Tashlumim beyond that. Now here's the part where the Brisa seems to be a Raya against Rav Elazar Amar Rav Shaya, because it says the Yom Tov. Now you hear the Gersa Yom Tov Rishon, which the Vilna Gaon takes out. He just says Yom Tov. They're not talking about Yom Tov Rishon over here. It's just Shavuos. The Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. And if you weren't able to bring the Chagiga on Shavuos, Shuv Eino Chogeg. The Brisa seems to beferish say that there is no option to make it up, no Tashlumim. My lab Yom Tov Shel Atzeres itself, and no Tashlumim Kash on Rav Elazar Amar Rav Shaya. Shmuel says no. It means Lo Yom Tovoach. This brisa is misread. Don't read it over here. The Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. Read it. The Yom Tovoach Shel Atzeres. If you can't go and bring it on the Yom Tavoach, so then you don't have any option to bring it. The Rashi says a very interesting reason for why there could be this different girsa, because there was an abbreviation. Yom Tov was written out as Yud Vav Tess. So it could be understood as Yom Tov, or it could be understood as Yom Tovoach. So therefore, that's why you should read this, not Yom Tov Shalatzeres, Yom Tovoach Shalatzeres, then Eino Chog. If you didn't bring it on the Yom Tovoach, then there is no option to make it up. Gemara says, still, even if you want to say that, Ihachi, Nivshom Inod, the Chad Yom Tovoach as Tashlumim, and not 6 days of Tashlumim. Okay, you weren't able to bring it on the first day of Shavuos, i.e. Yom Tov Shalatzeres, then you have 1 day to make it up, Yom Tovoach. Not 6 days. So this is still be a kashan Rav Elazar Rav Moshaya. Shmuel says, no. Again, don't read it as Yom Tov, Yom Tovoach. Read it as Yemei Tovoach. Ema Yemei Tovoach. So all 6 days of Tashlumin, and this price is perfectly in accord with what Rav Elazar Rav Moshaya said, that you have 6 days. If you didn't bring it on Shavuos, you have 6 days of Tashlumin to make it up. This price should be read as follows. Mishalachok Shivas Yemei Pesach, or Shmonis Yemei Achag, V'yomei Tovoach Shalatzeres. In other words, if you didn't bring it during the time that you can make the Tashlumin for the first days, whether it's Pesach, Sukkos, or Shavuos, then it's too late. But not during the Tashlumin, then it's not too late. Oh, it's exactly like Rav Elazar Amar Vashaya said. Again, we're still going to try to dispute this claim of Rav Elazar Amar Vashaya. Toshma, we learn from another brisa. The Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, we learned in this brisa that Rabba Bar Shmuel taught us, Amar Torah, the Torah tells us, for Rosh Chodesh, Minei Yomim, count the days of Rosh Chodesh, the days of the month, and then the Kaddish Chodesh at the end, either Choser or Mole, after the 29 days, then the 30th day, or after 30 days, the 31st day, is Rosh Chodesh. So you count the days, and then you get to the Rosh Chodesh. And likewise, it tells us, Minei Yomim, go count the days from Pesach until Shavuos, count the 50 days, the Kaddish Atzeres, and then you'll be Mekaddish Shavuos on the 50th day. And therefore, since this heckish of like, this concept of counting the days, it's both by Rosh Chodesh and by Shavuos. Ma Chodesh Lemin Nuyav, Apetzeres Lemin Nuyav. Just like Rosh Chodesh, you count up 29 or 30 days, and then it's Rosh Chodesh. So too, you count up the 49 days and the 50th day, it is Shavuos. So therefore, we make this comparison with Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos. So therefore, my lab, doesn't this teach us Gomar Michodesh that we should learn that from Rosh Chodesh? Ma Chodesh Yom Echad. Rosh Chodesh is 1 day, so too Afatzeres Shavuos is Yom Echad, 1 day. No Tashlumim. Kashon Rolozer Rama Roshaya. So Rabbi says, what are you talking about? I'm a Rabbi. The Tisbara, you really think that what you just said is such a smart Raya? Atwatzeres Yome Maninan, Shavuos Lo Maninan. What, Shavuos is only days? It's the 49 days and then the 50 days Shavuos? Nothing to do with weeks? Bomar Abaya, Abaya says, Mitzvah you have an obligation to count the Sefiras Omer. We count the 49 days and then the 50th day of Shavuos. And because the pasuk says, we count 50 days. But it also says, we have an obligation to count the Shavuos. When we say the Sefiras Omer, we say, Hayom Shiva Yom Shem Shavua Echad. So we have to go and count the weeks as well. It's not only 49 days, it's 7 weeks. And therefore, you can't bring me a raya, just like Rosh Chodesh, it counts towards days, so too, Shavuos only counts towards days, Shavuos counts towards weeks. Aye, and if you don't accept that, because of Tafasta, Merubah lo Tafasta, so you have a choice of saying it's days or weeks, so therefore, if you say weeks, it doesn't mean days, but if you say days, it's included in weeks, so therefore, Tafasta, Merubah lo Tafasta, you say weeks, so maybe the Tashlumin should still be only 1 day itself, Shavuos, but oh, I'll give you another reason, the passage says Chag Shavuos, see if it's referred to as Chag Shavuos, telling us that the Iker is the Shavuos, the Shivah Shavuos, Tis Bar Loch, and therefore, Rav Elazar Rav Moshaya is correct in saying that you have the day of Shavuos and the 6 days of Tashlumin, that's the week, Chag Shavuos. Was that the Torah refers to. So therefore, Rav Elazar Amar Rav Hoshaya is still good, and that is the din of Tashlumin. Now, Gemara is going to give us another reason. Besides Rav Elazar Rav Hoshaya, we have Devei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. In the Beis Medrash, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Tana, they learned another reason for the Tashlumin. They said the Pasuk says, Amar Kra. Now there's two Pesukim over here. The first one, it says, Ukrosem. The second one, Ukutzruchem. What are these two Pesukim? So the first one is, the Korosim, the Etzem Hayom Hazeh, Mikra Kodesh, you declare this day of Kodesh, of the day of Not Melacha, Yelechem Kom Lechaz Avodol Lo Sasu, you're not allowed to do any work, Chukas Olam, B'chol Moshe Osechel, Dor Sichem. Oh, this is talking about Shavuos, that it should be a day that you cannot work. Now, the next pasuk says, Urkutzuchem, Esketzerachem, on this day, that you go and cut the wheat. Those who are doing the Mishnah Yomos will recognize this pasuk because we're in the middle of Peah right now, and Peah discusses the din of leaving some of the field for the aniyim. In any event, you have these two psukim that seem to be incorrect. One tells us that you declare this day Shavuos, and then the next pasuk says, and on this day you can go and harvest. Now, you're not allowed to harvest on Shavuos. there's an issur melacha on Shavuos. So how can it say ukrosim? You call it Shavuos ubikutzuchem, and you go and harvest. Ezulchag shatori kotzurba, which yontif we're talking about that's dealing with bikutzuchem. It's obviously talking about Shavuos. That's the time of the harvest. Heavy omer is echaku atzeres. This is talking about Shavuos. But emas, when, if you're telling me that this pasuk is dealing with Shavuos itself, ilema b'yom tov itself, ksira b'yom tov mishari, you're not letting go in harvest because you can't be on Shavuos. Elam, what must it be? It must be a time that's still called Shavuos but doesn't have an issur melacha. When is it called Shavuos and it doesn't have an issur melacha? Ah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov tells us elalav l'tashlumim. It's dealing over here with the other 6 days that are also referred to as Shavuos to a certain extent in terms of tashlumim for the Chagiga and for the Olas Re'iyah, and that's why it's called still Yontif, across and the Etzem Hayom Hazeh, so it's still called Shavuos, but there's no Issa Malacha. Ah, very good. Now the Gemara says, why do we need two reasons? Why do we need the reason of Amar Raza, Amar Roshaya? And why do we need the reason over here of the from the base manager of Elezim and Yaakov? The Gemara says you need them both. The Akava, the Itma, the Rebbe Laws, Amar Roshaya, even though we had the reasoning of the Tashlumin from the Hekish and the Psukim, it said Shavuos was Makish to Pesach and also to Sukkot. Yet nonetheless, it's with the Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. We need this drasha from Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov where it says, Ukrosem un bekutzuchem. Why do you need both? Because if you only had one, you'd have a problem. If you only had the other, you'd have a problem. Therefore, you need both. Because the Rabbi Elezer Amar Rabbi Oshaya, if you only had the reason of Rabbi Elezer Amar Oshaya, the Hekish, the Pesach, you know what? We said, Habamino, Matashlumi Shochaga Matzos, Osur Basias Melacha, after Shlumi Yatzeres, Nami, Osur Basias Melacha. I would have said, if you're making the comparison between Shavuos to Pesach, so then you got to make it the whole way. There's an issur melacha on Pesach. Even on Chol HaMoed, there's a certain aspect that you're not allowed to do melacha. So I would have said that the Yemei Tashlumim from Zayin Sivan until Yud Beis Sivan should have similar dinim to at least Chol HaMoed. But that's not true. That's not the case. So if you only had that, you would have made the comparison that would have been too strong. So Kamash Lam, there would be Eliezer ben Yaakov. Oh, that's why you need the pasuk from Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Ubkutsuchan, that you're allowed to go harvest on that day, that there is no issur melacha. No. So just tell me that pasuk. Just tell me. Cross him with Kutsuchem. So if you just had that, even the Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov, you only had that pasuk, we turn to Yuchesam and Aleph. Lo Yadana Kama. I wouldn't have known how many days it is, because, okay, there's this period of harvest time, but it doesn't tell me the days. Therefore, Kamash Malon, we need the rationale of Rabbi Elozar Amar Rav Oshaya that taught us that it's 7 days, because we make the Hekish from Shavuos to Pesach. So with the combination of both of these drashos, it teaches us that there is no Issur Melacha, nevertheless it's called still Yemei Tashlumim. And how long are those Yemei Tashlumim? You need the Pasuk, the Hekish, to tell me that it's a 7 day total, the day of Shavuos itself, and the 6 days of the Tashlumim. Oh, beautiful. That reconciles everything. And with this, we conclude today's shiur.